The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
People like me, Paddy, from the outside looking in, like I'd have learned way more off watching the likes of Bernard Brogan than I'd have learned off Jeremy Connolly and David Clifford, because them boys are freak shows.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick start car insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetsetGo.ie. The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Thursday, the 10th of June. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, 5,000 fans were booted out of their Philippe Chatrier court last night before Novak Djokovic booked his place in the French Open semi-finals. The main court in Paris had been one-third full for his quarter-final with Matteo Berrettini, but the curfew at Roland Garros meant those fans missed the conclusion, with Djokovic beating the Italian in four sets. The top seed sets up now a 58th career meeting with Rafael Nadal, who was a four-set winner over Diego Schwartzman. It's women's semi-finals day at Roland Garros, all four competitors playing their maiden Grand Slam semis. First up, Russia's Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova faces the unseeded Tamara Zidanecek of Slovenia. That's followed by 17-seed Maria Sakkari's meeting with the Czech Barbara Krejcikova. Singles action on the Philippe Chatrier court gets underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Paulo Fonseca is poised to become the new head coach at Tottenham. The former Roma boss has emerged as the front-runner to replace the new Roma coach, Jose Mourinho. Spurs had been rebuffed in their approaches for Antonio Conte and former manager Mauricio Pochettino. Fonseca is a favourite candidate of incoming Spurs sporting director Fabio Paratici and has been reportedly offered a three-year deal. Elsewhere, Bruno Fernandes and Cristiano Ronaldo were on target as European champions Portugal warmed up for this year's tournament with a 4-0 victory over Israel. England's opening game in the Euros is against Croatia on Sunday at Wembley. Jack Grealish, once a Republic of Ireland underage international, has spoken of his pride of being selected for the Three Lions.
This is what I've wanted, you know, my whole life, especially this season. You know, I've said it in so many interviews that this is what I wanted. Obviously, I wanted to have a good season at Villa, but you know, my number one main thing was to try and break my way into this squad. And obviously, I had my debut at the start of the season in September, and now to be in here now, you know, it's a dream come true. And you know, I'm going to cherish every moment, like you said, because you know that's what you grow up doing, you know, and. Obviously, I remember watching Russia in 2018, and I've said, you know, a few times, it was crazy how like football just brought, you know, like the whole nation together.
Ireland must overcome first England and then Italy if they're to secure World Cup hockey qualification this week. Sean Dancer's side face matches tomorrow and Saturday following yesterday's Euro Hockey Championships draw with Spain. England are ranked 6th in the world and missed out on a semi-final spot following a 1-1 draw with Belgium last night, while the Italians lost each of their pool matches 4-0. The Palmetto Championship gets underway today, providing some of the field with a final tune-up before next week's US Open. Padraig Harrington will not be at Torrey Pines next week, but ET's off today at 5:25 Irish time. Waterford's Seamus Power is out at lunchtime. Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson and Tyrrell Hatton are among those looking to fine-tune their games this week. Koepka's been speaking about his irritation with Bryson DeChambeau, which was caught on camera at the USPGA Championship, and Koepka says the spat is putting the spotlight on golf in a positive way.
It's good for the game. I really do. I mean, the fact that golf's on pretty much every news outlet for, I don't know, about 2 weeks, pretty consistently, I think that's a good thing. It's growing the game. You know, the younger generation, I get the traditionalists who, you know, don't agree with it. I understand that. But I think to grow the game, you got to reach out to the younger generation. And I think, you know, that's what this is, but it's reaching out to a whole bunch of people. It's getting golf in front of people. And, I mean, I think it's good for the game.
There's an 8-race card at Leopardstown this evening. The first off there at 4:15. OTB AM is live at 7:30 this morning. And then tonight, John Giles will look ahead on the show to the European Championship. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We are back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app. The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quickstar car insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetsetGo.ie.